What in the world? No, what in the universe is the topic today? Because on this podcast, there are no limits. Everything is discussed. Everything of this world and beyond it. Astrology, fitness, entrepreneurship, music, current events, and much more. Whether you agree, disagree, learn, unlearn, or are just simply here for entertainment, it's time to get raw and real with your host, Lauren.
You get this man name tattoo. Why would you get that tattooed on you?
Seriously.
Why would you do that?
Dumb.
Then why would you do that?
Not me.
Seriously, come on now.
We ain't got tattoos of niggas on us.
Thing. Who you do have tattooed on you was who you was married to for a long time.
We
who
don't.
I did previously had tattooed on me. I got a child
didn't
with
even
that
get
nigga.
That man name tattooed on
you. You see what I'm saying?
She, her mama just died. She has a lot going on.
That don't.
She's sick. She's sick.
Okay. She's sick. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
We ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Dang?
What's up, baby?
What are we talking about today, girl?
Pussy popping on a handstand. What are we talking about? We talking about trending topics.
Trending topics.
So what's the tea, guys?
We're going to just give y'all an update.
Puss pop. Okay, so yeah.
First, we're going to start with a song like we always do.
Okay, what song you want to play? What you was thinking?
Hello.
Oh, my shit. So you about to
niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Heard he was talking, but he never jumped out the stoop. Think that it's sweet till I pull up and pop out and shoot. And they say I got the juice. I bought the Dior, now that's all I rock for the shoes. Ayy, Porsche niggas, hot boy. You ain't in the field, you a top boy. We gon' tie that boy up like a cowboy. I'm the one that they envy like cowboy. Broke bitches ain't allowed. She wanna fuck with a real one. Real niggas back in style. I ain't no window shopper. Your man out here window shopping. I be in all the stores. And no, we ain't window shopping. She throw it back cause I'm popping. I make it place with her. We run it back like an option. Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Just cause I dance, don't think I'm pussy, don't make me pull up with the stick.
Stick.
I got a Louis V bag to match with the fit. VVS ones on my wrist. All this water on me, I got water for me and my bitch. Me and my bitch,
drowning,
flooded. They told me the price, I said fuck it. I spent it all with no budget. If it ain't 100, I ain't budging.
Are you dumb?
I made like 200 in London. You out here guessing these bitches, you pumping shit up like you butter. If I see an op, I'ma throw out the car. I'm at the crib with your bitch, she came with a dress, she left with no drawers. She love how I talk. She know that poppy outside, she know I'm the king of New York. Niggas saying they outside. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the addy, we gon' slide.
You ready?
What's up,
baby?
Choke the fuck out of me.
Come on now.
Man.
But that shit right there.
That's my shit, baby.
That's my shit.
What you want me to do? What do I want you to do? It's just too much. It's like, what do you want? Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say is, okay.
Yeah.
Choke me.
Well, not this. Okay. You like to be choked. You know,
I thoroughly enjoy it. Yeah.
That's really not my thing. Not okay. Like Fang likes it. But I'm going to go ahead. We're going to shout out our businesses first.
Yes.
Anasa Mirage Boutique on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
Anasa _ CEO on TikTok. And What in the Universe 19 on Instagram. And Lauren and Felicia on Facebook. And then we have a page, What in the Universe podcast.
Yes. Go ahead. Make sure y'all go follow us. And then follow me on Instagram at I Am Beauty Co. And also at Felicia Renee. I'm going to start posting a little bit more. I'm going to be a little, you know, I'm already a little spicy. I think I need to, you know.
We're going to post a little bit more.
So, so y'all can follow me there. Follow me on TikTok. I am Beauty Co. I'm going to start posting more. Bitch, fuck you.
Okay.
I'm going to start posting more.
She better.
Because Stang been telling me that I need to cam up.
Cam up.
Y'all can follow me on everything on I Am Beauty Co. and Felicia Renee. Yeah. Let's do it.
Niggas saying they outside.
Mm.
Send the addy, we going to slide.
Mm. What's up, baby?
Okay, so let's start. Today we're talking about what's the tea?
Yes.
The tea.
Yes.
Right, we're talking about the tea today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start off. We're going to get the heavy shit out of the way.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the shooting in Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
New York. This, I don't even know what to call them.
Man. You know what? That shit.
I'm trying to figure out what to call him. Like, I want to label him something. But this fucking idiot, his name is Peyton. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Gendron?
Mm-hmm.
Gendron. But Peyton Gendron. Mm-hmm. Gendron. I don't know. Fuck him.
Definitely.
18 years old, went into a supermarket in Buffalo, New York called Tops.
Yeah.
And shot 13 people were shot, 10 died, 4 were store employees.
Wow.
And what was the stuff that he had on his, so he came in there.
Rest in peace to all of the people.
Absolutely.
That
I have their names. I'm going to get there in a second too.
Yeah.
He was armed with an assault rifle,
mm-hmm.
had body armor on, and what did it say on his assault rifle?
Yeah, he had written stuff on his rifles.
Yeah.
He wrote nigger on there. Then he wrote, stop your genocide against our white nation. And it says, here's your reparations.
Mm.
This what was written all over his right.
Mm. So he went to a predominantly black area.
Right.
Into a supermarket and killed, shot up the entire, a mass shooting. So he shot up the entire store. But 13 people were shot, 10 people actually died.
Yeah.
I have the names of some of them. Some of them we do not know just yet.
Oh, he did also, too. I forgot about that part, too, thing. He did write other white supremacists and mass shooters on his thing, too. He wrote Dylan, Brenton, and John on there.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Wow.
You know, I'm... Okay.
Wow.
So.
I know.
I just want to say rest in peace to Celestine Chaney,
mm-hmm.
Haywood Patterson, mm-hmm. Pearlie Young, Roberta Drury, Ruth Whitfield, Aaron Selter, and Catherine Massey. There's other ones, but I didn't get the names of all the other ones. I don't think they've released some of them, like 2 or 3 of them.
Okay.
But rest in peace to all of them. Those are the people who died. With this mass shooting. Zaire Goodman was shot in the neck. And he worked there, but he did not die.
Okay.
He survived. Yeah.
Wow.
it's really messed up. And he just went to court. I think his arraignment was on Saturday. And he said he pleaded not guilty.
Wow.
You know, in the world that we live in, he might get off.
That's what's so fucked up.
You know, and look, people like to, you know, they want to get angry. At this point, it's not a shock. Baby, look.
Yeah.
Y'all want to be nice. Fuck being nice.
Yes. Right. Right.
What does fuck nice that mean?
Fuck that.
Because everybody's doing it. And I understand they're all, and I'm just so, I'm so hurt for the family members.
Yeah.
I really, really am. But we're doing the same. When you, look, you can learn that in regular relationships with people. When you continuously do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep saying something over and over again, but somebody keeps hurting you and killing you and emotionally, whatever way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to continue to do it. They don't believe you anymore. They think you're a clown.
Yeah.
You're a clown. You're not doing anything. What
seriously.
Oh, let's do this. Just pray about this. Let's not. Okay.
What the fuck?
But I'm out.
Oh, wee.
Baby, let me spice up to
that
you.
That man apologized to that white man laying on the ground.
He sure did.
Said, oh, I'm sorry. He apologized to him.
Like, oh, my God, I wasn't trying to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not shocked.
I'm not shocked at all. But it's just so fucked up because
you see,
it's like...
You see how even in a mentally ill motherfucker, he still... See, black people, we need to come together.
Ooh, wee.
Right. We need to come together because you see, even in that...
Yep.
Yep. He knew, you're with me.
Right. Right. That's what...
Damn.
That's what's so fucking crazy. That's what's crazy. Is he knew that.
And
we do. We need to come together. That shit.
We need to come together.
It's like, I know this is a different thing that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the midst of that video you just showed me, I know he probably, as he was walking up, didn't see right away who that white man was punching on.
Mm.
But once you seen that, stomp that motherfucker in the ground.
And we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, sticking together.
No, but I'm talking about that whole being together.
Absolutely. 100%. Because I just don't want them to... We're going to talk about something. What she's talking about, we'll talk about that in a second, guys. We'll get to that in a second.
That's a separate thing.
But that's what you said. That's what you're talking about. Sticking together.
But I'm just saying in general, the whole sticking together thing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, us being... well-equipped for shit. You see what I'm saying? Us knowing how to... You see what I'm saying? This shit shouldn't keep fucking happening, man. This shit is ridiculous.
It's too much.
It's fucking ridiculous. These motherfucking... I don't even know what the fuck to call they ass. Animals fucking learn as babies how to use a fucking rifle.
Well, that's a good thing.
No, I know.
That's
but I'm
thing.
Saying they've been taught how to.
Exactly. So we need to teach our children.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
They've been taught how to.
Yep.
They start killing at a young... See, that's the thing. Mm. They teach their kids how to hunt, right?
Mm.
And kill animals.
But you know, I think it's a deeper meaning to that shit.
No, I know, but I'm saying they teach them this.
Yeah.
They learn...
Because who is the animals that they hunt down?
Right. But this is what I'm saying.
Yep.
This is what I'm saying. This is what they... This is what they've been doing.
Yeah. Oof. Oof.
No, that shit is fucking, bro. No. That shit is ridiculous, bro.
We need to stick together and teach our people how to defend themselves. And it was one man that just, you know, at this point, I'm tired of being, I know he don't mean no harm. I get tired of hearing the same shit. You know, and we just want to make sure that nobody retaliates.
Oh, my God. Girl, if y'all don't leave, ooh wee.
There's a such thing as defending yourself.
Yep.
Being, you have to defend yourself. All that, nobody retaliate. Retaliate on who, the people that's killing us.
Right. Right.
Fuck that piece shit.
Yeah.
When you need, they're killing our elders. They're killing everybody. This has been proven for years. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Get out of that shit. You have to defend yourself.
Yes. Because
believe me, I'm going to defend myself. Let something happen. Baby, look.
Definitely.
I go down.
Ooh-wee.
Let something happen to somebody I love.
Ooh-wee.
I'll go down.
Yep. That's real
and
shit.
And I'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
Die for something.
For something.
You see, he do. And he did. And he didn't die.
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
But anyway, so I want to say rest in peace to those people. And he might get off. And, you know, if he get off, you know, hopefully. Let's go right into what Thang was talking about with sticking together.
Right.
In this story, Kevin Troy Williamson, right, which is a sex offender, a convicted sex offender, in Jacksonville. In a Jacksonville gas station was caught on camera punching a young black girl named Raimi McCoy, attacked her.
I mean, fully, what the fuck?
Full-blown attacked her. I'm talking about, she said he was, so what did she say? She said he walked in the gas station.
Right.
And he was screaming like, you people this and you people
that. Yeah, he was already saying the racial slurs.
And
yeah.
She was like, okay, back, like, get away from me.
Because he was close to her.
Yeah. And then they caught it on camera. He just started punching her in the head. I mean, her shit swole. Now, what you were talking about with the, what Thang was talking about with the sticking together is I noticed that there was a black man that was walking up and saw this man punching her and did nothing. The man still just walked out.
Come on now.
Now, what I will say, because you know how I am, it didn't look like the man walking up, he just sees a man swinging. It doesn't look like he could see who he was hitting.
Who he was actually hitting.
But once you realize.
But once you seen that.
That man was hitting a woman. Yep. You should have ran out behind him and beat the dog.
The dog shit out of him.
There is no way in the world that man should have walked away, gotten his car, and was just cool.
Yeah.
If your baby. That's sick.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's sick.
It is.
It really is.
It is.
And this was Jackson.
I don't
right?
give a fuck if the damn fight, if at that point he had stopped hitting her. Bitch, I'm finna kill your ass.
Period.
Was you just now I see who the fuck you hitting? Hell no.
But
no.
That's the issue we have in our, you know, in our community, sticking up for each other.
It's like.
And I don't even know if I want to put it on the community, man and woman, and that, you know. Like,
but that's the thing, though, Thang. It's like, even with these motherfucking, fucking
what
white people.
Okay.
The ones they call Karens and shit like that.
Right.
They always,
mm-hmm.
if they see somebody in distress, another white person.
Yeah.
They gonna come up.
Absolutely.
And say, what's wrong? Or
Absolutely.
Whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Every time.
Why the fuck would, why would you walk off? Why would you do that?
After you clearly
see this nigga.
Baby, this us. After you seen that this was a woman that he was hitting, you should have chased him out and beat the brakes off
his fucking ass.
But you know?
And this is why shit is done the way that it's done.
Mm-mm.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
Kevin Troy Williamson, a convicted sex offender. Well, let me say that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Registered sex offender.
Right.
But he tied to us.
Like, I can't.
Ooh.
I can't.
Now, what else we gonna talk about? Oh, you wanna talk about, that was the?
I know.
You know, the heavy stuff.
The heavy.
What you wanna start on?
Girl, what?
The lighter.
We gonna talk about Korean Steffens?
If y'all don't know who Corinne Steffens is, that's Superhead.
Hey, Corinne the fool. Okay, so let me make sure I understand this. So she stated that she was dating Bow Wow and Lil Wayne at the same time, along with being married.
Mm.
So, you know, when she decided to leave the house, you know, her husband, she was explaining that her husband knows, like,
she gonna be gone for 2-3 days. Mm. So as she leaving the house, like he would go and move his car for her to get her car on out, and then okay. This is what she said, and she said, "All right, babe, you know." And he would say, "Okay, baby, what you gonna be gone for about 2-3 days?" And then she would say, "Yeah." Mm. And then when he would come back, when she would come back, mm-hmm. after the 2-3 days, he would have everything set for her dinner, her bath, water ran, everything. Everything was back to normal.
What's up?
Zodiac sign. She a Virgo.
Well, that don't got nothing to do with it. She just a whore is what it was. And I don't even want to say she was a whore. I mean, she was a whore. But at least she was, you know, I don't know.
I don't know what to, you know.
Corinne Stephens. Damn.
I mean, what you think, Thang? This man waiting at home.
I want to know his zodiac sign.
I got half a mind to know probably what it is. Because the ones that just let you just live.
Go ahead and live.
I don't know. That's some. That's
Wayne,
some,
that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Wayne.
I just.
But Wayne, you know, he like, look, they paying a lot of money.
Men don't look at that shit like that, Thang.
I know. I need to know. Maybe he like men.
I don't know how to feel because I'm like, well, shit, if a motherfucker allowing you to do that shit, you know, that's the same. It's the same. Like, I can't even, like, how do you feel about that? Because it's like, even with a woman and allowing men to do what they do, right? Mm-hmm. A motherfucker gonna only treat you how you allow.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? What you allow is what they're going to do.
Absolutely.
Right? So if she has always been in a space where she was able to have a husband and boyfriends and dip for a couple days, well, shit, bitch, go have fun, live life, suck dick. I don't know what to say.
Damn.
If she's able to come back home and return back to home like normal housewife things.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
He had to go through some trauma. In his childhood or something.
What is that, though? See, it's some of these niggas out here.
Doing what thing?
That's too deep. Okay, I ain't gonna
say. No. Baby.
I know. But I'm saying.
What thing? It's some niggas out here doing what they doing thing.
That have accompanied women, you know, on they with they or just have been still with the woman. And she, you know, a loose woman or getting paid for her services or, you know.
Okay, so he's really her pimp in a way.
But these niggas be falling in love thing. Because clearly that man loved her and was okay with her.
Or he just chose to stay with her and connect himself with the money she was receiving.
That's true. That's true.
I can't see a man doing that.
Okay.
I can't.
Not even a what? What's zodiac sign?
Do you? It definitely ain't no earth sign.
Definitely. Oh no, God no. But not even a water sign though.
Not water sign either. Hell no.
No. So you know who I'm talking about.
What you think, a Gemini or something? or seriously, air signs. Not even a Libra. So a water sign. I mean, an air sign. So.
Because come on now, Thang.
Not no Aquarius either. No. No.
Okay.
So Gemini, alpha males are too territorial for that. Seriously. For real, Wood, One Blood.
What his birthday is?
When your birthday, Wood?
I don't know.
I mean, he said alpha males, period, which is true.
Like, I get
a man.
A man, period.
And that's why I said we always add astrology into shit, but
that's true, but a man period
does not like, want look, that shit.
Because that's, I mean, come
he
on
now. He's Sag. Okay, he's spicy.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Fire signs aren't going to do that either.
At all.
Yep. He's a fire sign. He's not going to do that
what
shit.
What you say you doing?
Right.
Hi. You finna really tell me bye, and I got to sit in this bitch for 2-3 days?
Why
come
you
on now, Thang. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, us as women, we can take on some shit. Now, don't make it right.
Right.
But we could take on some shit and
still
know, again,
be with that man.
And still be with that man. And it's like you're trying to let him get his shit together. You
exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of that. And
at some point in time, we'll learn, like, okay, he's not going to get his shit together. Now it's time for me to move around.
For me to move around.
Saying?
Absolutely.
But for a man,
a real man.
A real man? Man, I'll be gone 3 days with this other nigga.
Oh, dang.
I'll be back.
We talking about Corinne Steffens going with Lil Wayne and Bow Wow as her boyfriends. You know, Superhead. Corinne Steffens is Superhead, the one we all got to move from. What? I mean, it's...
I know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, she was married.
Oh,
no,
fully
wood,
married.
One blood, she was married. She said her husband.
Yeah, she was married.
Let me play it for y'all real quick. What she said, and y'all just see this woman's face when she didn't give a fuck.
And she's very open. Like, she's always been. But she's very open about her shit. Like, I don't think at all that she's lying about nothing she said.
Oh, no.
She's very open and transparent.
She is.
And she says what it is.
She definitely says what the fuck it is.
So, I don't know.
Send that to me real quick.
Okay.
So I can play it. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I got it.
Wayne and Bow are my two boyfriends, and they're going to be calling 3 o'clock in the morning. Wayne had the house number. So now, mind you, I have my kid. My husband has his kid. We have kids. And by the way, it's my house that I pay for. I pay all the bills. Everybody's dependent on me. I'm the boss. Like, you don't pay for nothing.
You don't answer no phones around here.
Whatever. I do. And I remember just waking up my husband like, hey, I'm like, I gotta go. I'm taking the Rover. You gotta move your car.
You couldn't move it to the street and then pull yourself
out. No, I'm not doing all this manual labor. And then he would move the car. And then I remember one particular night, I was in my car. I was backing out of the driveway. He moved his car into the street. And then he gave me a kiss goodbye. I'm like, all right, baby, I'll see you in like 2 or 3 days.
Not 2 or 3 days.
Yes. And then I'd be gone for 2 or 3 days. And then I would go home to my husband. And he would have my dinner waiting. My bath water ran.
I want to be like Elizabeth when I grow up.
And glass of wine. Like, welcome home, honey. Did you have fun? Yes. Bitch, I had so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I did just peep something she just said.
What?
So, she said, it's my house. I paid all the bills. Now, I did just peep that.
Oh, I heard it the first time she said it.
Yeah.
That's why I said.
So that's why she feel like she can do whatever, though.
Bitch, I don't care if I'm paying everything. I don't care if I'm paying everything.
Right.
Something was wrong with him.
No, definitely.
I mean, you got niggas that ain't got shit, and that woman might be paying everything, and they still not going to let that woman go with a female.
No, that's true. That's true. But this is why.
I mean, with a man. Good.
This is why. I don't know. That's crazy.
No, it don't got nothing to do with that. It has something. I don't care.
No, it definitely has something to do with him, but I'm talking about for her mental. She feel like she could do whatever the fuck.
She wouldn't do that with any nigga.
No, I know. But I'm saying she just said on there.
I know.
She
I
said,
get it.
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
She felt like she could do whatever the fuck.
But I still don't feel like it has nothing to do with the money. I don't care if she had all that money and it was still just because money does not make you a strong man.
I don't know
man.
At all.
I know you're not saying that, but yeah. I want to make this clear.
Yeah.
Money does not make you a strong man.
Yeah.
There's different way. There's different look. It's different shit that makes you a man.
Right.
I don't like the word alpha because I know it comes from another place.
Yeah.
That's deeper than the surface. Mm-hmm. But I'll use it right now. That does not make you an alpha male having money. It's other ways. If a woman has to respect you, I don't care if she was paying everything, but if a man was a man and he made her respect him and she was still paying, she still wouldn't have did that to him like that.
Right. But she clearly knew she could.
And to him.
Yeah.
Him in particular.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because why did Wayne have your house number?
Wayne had the house number. Call me Wayne. He's sick now. I don't think I like
it. But he can call your house?
It's her house, she said.
No, I mean, that's just crazy to me. Like, that is insane to me.
He wanted to be a part of the lifestyle.
He had to be. Because that's a situation where it's like, damn.
He had to be a part of the lifestyle.
Damn.
Trying to be a part of the lifestyle and not her real, like, it had to be. People get married just because, like.
Oh, yeah. No, know, that's what just clearly. Because she didn't give a fuck. No, seriously. Clearly, no. That's real. Even on her end. Because I'm saying she don't. She had nothing in her to even be respectful, to even care. Like, okay, that's disrespectful. Like, okay, it's already disrespectful to the lady leaving for 3 days. But, bitch, at least let the man call your damn phone, your cell phone or some shit. I'm not, come on, what, you got him calling the house?
Yeah, it's Wayne.
She Hold don't on. Give a fuck.
And he don't either.
You know what? We I know what his zodiac sign is.
What you think that?
I know what it is.
Tell me.
Cause they
the signs that don't care that much. That say I'ma just let you live your life. I could only see like Gemini, not Aquarius, not no fire signs either.
I don't know thing.
Maybe Libra. Depending on maybe the Libra. Just think about it. Some shit BB done said before too.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, long as we know what's going on, live your fucking life.
Yeah.
So it could be a Libra or Gemini. That's all I could think of.
That's all I could think of.
But, bitch, I mean, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not real love. Because I'll say, the Diddy situation, look.
Yeah, but it's not real love. No, no, no.
Let's
and that's
get
true,
into
too.
The Diddy situation,
because,
too.
Yeah, because people can do make a move. They can do shit like that when they don't really care about a person at all. You see what I'm saying? When they have an arrangement.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit, I don't know. You know, we getting money. I don't know.
We all know
have,
about
right,
each other. Ain't no
right.
sneak shit
So
I'm going to
let you be on back page. And then I'm going to just sit out here, you know, make sure you motherfucker don't hurt you, you know, when you in that sucker dick. I don't know.
Why you in that sucker dick?
I don't know. But that's an arrangement. You see what I'm saying? Have an arrangement like that. I don't know. That shit's tough.
It's tough. So let's talk about Young Miami.
Okay. What you want to say? Hey. What's up?
Look, I like Young Miami. The bitch is bad.
Yes, she's
She
gorgeous.
Can't talk. I hate to hear her talk.
Yeah.
She can barely rap. I don't, you know, I'm not a city girlfriend. Sorry, Ramaya. Look. Ramaya love them peoples.
Yeah.
They cool, you know.
But they just not.
But she look good. The baby look
It's down Miami and I can't remember. What she said?
Thing. I don't know. I don't know what she said. I don't care. I just know that.
Ooh-wee.
I do like what she said. Put your gun on the dresser, though. And that's what song.
Oh, okay. I don't.
Stay
yeah,
gun on the dresser.
They damn songs.
Mm-hmm. I like them a little rough.
Stupid.
I do like what she said that, but that's it. Like that line only.
Yeah.
But no, she messing with Diddy. This
right.
Other girl. What's her name thing? This new girl.
That other lady. Well,
she's Vietnamese and black.
Yeah, I guess what's her name said she been around, but just been there. And ain't doing nothing.
That's what she said.
That's what Young Miami said about her. Like, yeah, you been around. But you just, that's exactly what it is. You just been
around.
So, I don't know if
and she trying to make songs now.
Right.
Trying to get Young Miami attention. Like, come on.
Ooh, wee. So, yeah, they kind of got into it a little bit. I mean.
Did we get her name? No.
No, I'm finna look it up. Finna look that whole name up. But.
Oh, okay. That I was about to say, because I think I got. Where'd she go? I gotta find that, y'all.
It's Young Miami and I can't open my stack up. Huh? That's the one I remember. Which one was that from?
Doesn't matter what her name is. But, yes. She trying to go back and forth. I feel like this. Look, ladies. At this point, they know who they are.
Right.
In this situation.
Right.
First of all, Diddy likes men. But I'm not gonna go there. We just gonna act like this is some regular shit. Like some Floyd Mayweather type shit.
Okay.
You never hear of any issues.
Yeah.
With Floyd Mayweather in his holes.
That's true. I haven't.
Because look, this is what we're doing here.
Yeah. This is what's happening.
This is it.
That's real.
Look, baby, look. We in this together.
Yeah.
We chilling.
Right. That's real shit.
I'm not trying to beef with you, ma'am. Yeah. I always say, sir. I'm not trying to beef with you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Look, we getting $100,000 shopping sprees. Just chill, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it ain't no point of that.
It's no point of that.
It ain't no point
Let
of that.
That shit go.
Yeah.
relax, bitch. Right. Know your role.
Know your role. And know, I mean, it is what it is. And keep it moving.
Keep it moving. But she got a song. So that kind of makes sense that maybe she trying to promote that.
They probably
that.
Trying to, yeah.
I don't know.
Because that, know. You know, that make that stream, that makes streams and shit come through and all of that. So that's probably
I hate that
what
type
it is.
Of shit.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's probably what that is.
That's what
too.
It is, though.
Yeah. That's
what
true.
What else we was going to talk about, baby?
That's true.
What you mean talking about?
What else we was talking about? We was going to talk about this Keisha Cole situation.
Oh, shit.
With Mr. Antonio Brown. Mm. Let me just say this, Keisha Cole.
I don't understand why you got that man, that AB tattooed on you.
Now, okay. I understand going through things. Mm. I understand being in the midst of life and feeling like I don't know what to do. Maybe. But one thing. That's for damn sure.
What the?
Is that to me, it just don't, it's certain things you gotta know how to think when it come down to niggas. Like you gotta, why did you get that tattooed on you?
I don't know.
You ain't got Booby tattooed on you. You ain't got Toby tattooed on you.
Who is Toby?
Booby is, yeah, you know.
I know first. Who Booby is.
Right,
that's
but
her
Toby,
husband.
Toby is the little boy that she was with. The little 19-year-old. Him. I mean, that she had a baby with? Him. He 19 or some shit. So it's like...
He is not. Now, you're a bitch.
What the fuck? Why would you do that shit? And then this nigga clowning your ass.
What did he say then?
What? He's ignorant as he clowning her ass.
A cancer man.
Yeah. And he said on that shit, yeah, I mean, look, he just wanted to fuck her.
And she couldn't see that.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to, what's going on in the mental? You got to know. Like, okay, thing, niggas can play all day, right? Come on
he
now.
He an asshole, bro.
No, I know. But I'm saying niggas can play all day as far as like preying on a woman. Like they can figure out what it is. You know, certain,
okay,
right,
okay.
Certain things that'll keep you there, shit
okay.
like that, whatever.
Okay.
And they can play off of that.
Okay.
That's probably after you've been messing with somebody for a decent amount of time. You see what I'm saying? Shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just get the fucking with you. And then you able to just play my ass like that. No. You don't have sense enough to know, like.
I heard that everybody's saying, like, she's off a little bit. Her mom died. She just has a lot going on.
What that got to do with the tattoo thing? What that got to do with the tattoo?
She needed love.
That don't have shit to do with
oh,
that.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't do it, but I'm just trying to. You know, we always talk about trauma.
I get it.
And everybody reacts to trauma in a different way.
That's true. I understand that.
But come on, Libra.
But, oh, but
Libra,
then also,
I thought
too.
Libras be, they ain't they the come on. Girl. You had to know this nigga didn't care.
Girl, my whole thing is, okay, like even what you said with the trauma thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, how do I want to explain this without... No, I'm trying to find
her.
The best way to explain
What's up,
this.
Corporate?
Even with the trauma,
okay.
right?
Okay.
You got two baby daddies.
And she ain't got their name tattooed.
Listen
on her.
To me, bitch.
Okay.
You done had previous relationships.
Okay.
So you not just winging it out here.
Okay.
Like, most time, most motherfuckers fuck up on that first one.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because that was that first one.
That was the first one. Okay, okay.
Young, shit like that.
Okay.
You just out exploring. You know, shit like that.
How old is Keisha Cole? Too grown to be getting Nick's name tattooed on her. You Keisha Cole. Bitch, you Keisha Cole.
Thanks.
You gotta know. Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, baby, is this. It's like, okay. If and I'm not trying to say, you see what I'm saying? Because anybody
corporate,
can follow.
Corporate come through with support. I love his ass, bro. He's solid as fuck.
Yeah, that's dope.
Seriously, he is.
My but whole thing is.
Her being, getting these niggas, she haven't even had none of her baby daddies tattooed on her.
Right, but then also, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you typically learn, I don't know. I
as you get older, you're saying.
Right.
As you get wiser.
Right, because you done been through certain things.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You was in different relationships, all of that.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck going on, Corbin. I can't stay out. Look, he's silly. Chicago shit. And the fact that we knew that I just knew what he meant by
that. Oh, what he just said?
You know what the fuck going on.
Go ahead. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
So how old is... I need to know how old... Why you keep saying this baby 19? Her baby daddy is not 19. They don't do him like that.
He is, and she 40-something. So, look, I don't know. I just feel like that's not... To me, it don't make sense. To me, it just don't make sense. I understand trauma. I do. Okay. Believe me, I do.
Okay.
But motherfuckers typically be traumatized in the beginning of something.
No, her mom just passed.
No. I know.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that aspect, okay. But I'm talking about with the whole... Man aspect.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like, it's certain things that it's like, bro, you're not going to be able to pull that a motherfucker to pull before. I'm just going to be honest. Got you.
Because look.
Yeah, I got a tattoo of a motherfucker. Got that shit covered up.
Exactly.
But not doing it again. Right. Fuck you,
what
nigga.
Was that thing?
Girl.
What was it that thing? It was on your ass thing.
Shut the fuck up. It ain't there no more, bitch.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, because you live and you learn.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You live, you learn, you go through different relationships, all of that. And it's like, okay, I've learned from this situation.
And I'm going to say you a little slow, too. Let's just look, put me in it. Because you got that. Look, you and Keisha got them niggas on y'all. The man who I got on me got my name, too.
Right. No, and I get that. But see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought you was about to curse me out.
Girl, fuck you.
But bitch. No, it still makes sense for you. You have a child with that person. You was with that person for years.
Right.
So whether he got it or not, that I'm just, you know, cracking a little joke.
Yeah, because you was a bitch. But like I said.
Because when a motherfucker get a taste of this.
Girl, kiss my ass. You's a bitch.
Go ahead.
But that's still, that was the dumbest thing I could have ever did.
Okay.
That was the dumbest thing I could have ever did. But I know that now, going forward.
But that's still the
Yeah, but still, nigga, learn from that shit. Bitch, how you 40?
You'll never do it again.
And you ain't learned.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm 32, absolutely. Bitch. No.
Absolutely.
I'm not finna... Learn from your shit.
Absolutely.
Learn from your shit, bro. Like, that's what comes with age, is being wiser.
Hopefully.
But that's what's supposed to come with it, right?
Definitely.
Growth. Wisdom. All of these things are supposed to come with that. I'm not going to give you the fucking... I'm not going to give you the motherfucking... hand you over some shit for you to treat me like a clown. Look, one thing I hate. One thing I hate with a fucking passion.
Is that word clown?
Is a motherfucker playing me like I'm a fucking clown.
Ooh.
I hate that shit with a passion, bro.
She don't like that.
I will try to kill your ass for clowning me.
Okay.
Trying to clown me.
Okay.
I don't like clown shit. Call me a clown, and I'm going to try to beat your ass.
Definitely.
I hate that shit.
She has.
I hate that shit.
She definitely.
But you also have to be careful of what you allow and what you provide to a motherfucker to clown you.
Right.
I'm not going to hand you over the shit to clown me, bro.
Ooh.
No.
Not at all.
Yo, dumbass fucking recording the fact that you got this fucking tattoo on you. Bitch, nobody would have known that I had that tattoo on me outside of... A motherfucker that I'm fucking with now, right?
Yeah.
Outside of that, nobody would have known that.
Nobody would have known that.
No.
Damn. She was it a retrograde when she was? What was happening?
Girl.
What was happening?
Kiss my ass. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Keisha.
But this whole 40.
She.
She is.
Mm-mm. She's 40?
Yes.
Come on, Keish.
And her one baby daddy 19.
He is
now,
not
I'm not trying to...
Stop putting that out there. That now,
I'm
not
trying to... I'm not trying to go in on Keisha Cole. I'm not trying to go in on her. I just want her to make sure she makes better decisions.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's kind of fucked up to say because, you know, men, it shouldn't be like the double standard thing, right? But at the same time, niggas do dumb shit.
Right.
It's just, I got an issue with a motherfucker trying to clown me. I don't know. That clown shit, it fucks with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to clown me, bro.
Don't do it.
Because I will try to be, I will.
And she don't like the actual word clown either. She don't like that.
Like you just tried to clown me. When I try to clown you?
Just now?
Talk about you with y'all with these. I was just talking about me.
Girl, fuck you.
I just wanted to let the people on them on now.
Yeah,
though,
believe me, I will never do it again.
But that's not what I was.
No, I will never do it again.
I wasn't even trying to clown you, saying I was trying to, I was talking about myself, bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna let you know, self. I will never do it again. Hell no.
Yeah, because I gotta get mad. You know, I don't think I will get any tattoos covered up unless my I wouldn't.
Okay.
That's my unless my, you know, my new man, you know, look.
Right.
When
no,
I
and
get
I get
one,
that.
If he says, look, I don't want to look.
Right, right, right. No, I understand that. Then mine was in a space where I was just like, I don't want a motherfucker seeing that every time. Like, I just don't.
Hit that from the back.
I just
hit that from the back.
Bitch. I don't. It's like, damn.
Well, you was a bald bitch.
So, I just don't. Yeah, that was the dumbest shit ever.
No, I mean, but they don't say that. I'm just talking about the spot. Did it hurt?
That shit was the dumbest shit ever.
Did it hurt, thing?
No, not really.
Because that's a lot of meat back
there. Yeah, no, it didn't hurt.
Okay.
But that shit was dumb as hell.
I mean, yeah, but you're connected to that person in a way. We talking about Keisha Cole right now.
No, I get it. And this is just some random shit you shouldn't do.
True. Not even your baby.
You was just with the 19-year-old. And then he had just graduated high school. Did he graduate?
No, I'm not doing that. Now, you're not about to make these lies up like this.
I just, come on, just like, with age. And I'm not saying that people can't fall in love with somebody that's day and age, 15 years, she 15 years, is senior. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know.
Speaking of falling in love.
What?
Who got proposed to?
Oh, Super.
Super Sense.
Super. Now, you know, I didn't used to like Super for a minute.
I still don't really like him, but go ahead.
But I do like her story, though.
I'm happy for her, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. Y'all know how I feel about it. Well, they don't know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, anyways, yes, so she got proposed to after she been dating this guy for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so dope about the whole situation is just honestly how he treat her. But then not only that, everybody kept telling her to go back with her ex. Now, her mm-hmm. ex was publicly, you know, he cheated on her. It was just a lot of shit he was doing.
Humiliating her.
Yeah, humiliating her. And because everybody was so used to seeing, and she did take him back, too. After him, he had did something, she took him back. They had took a break for a while, but she took him back.
She took him back.
And he did it again. And it's just like, she said no. Because everybody kept saying, you know, be back with him, basically. Like, he's saying sorry, because that's what he... Ugh. He was all on social media. I just want my baby mama. I just want my family back. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Mm. So, everybody started feeling bad for him.
So don't tell me he was playing a victim. Because now you did everything to lose your family.
Right.
And now here you are crying.
Right. Yeah.
And now you the victim.
Yeah.
And you want your family back.
Yeah.
And everybody in the world, see, they get tricked by men that cry.
Mm-hmm.
The world gets tricked by men that show their emotion. Because it doesn't happen often. I've been tricked like that, too.
Yeah.
Saying, I want my family back. You saying this, but what did you do?
What did you do? No, that's real shit. That's real shit. That's
to cause the pain. Because it had to be something when a motherfucker, when you've been with somebody for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And you stuck with them through everything on both ends.
Right.
And especially for a woman to just say, I can't do it no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to really look at that, but here come the tears.
Right. And she kept saying to people, like, I remember her going live several times, I'm not getting back with him.
What the V and Virgo stand for, but go ahead.
Fuck y'all, I'm not getting back with him. And when she, and I love that she did that because she ultimately ended up meeting this man that came in the door. And what I like about their situation is, remember I had sent you that thing they was doing, a card game or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he knew when he fell in love with her, when she...
Yeah, the whole, her health issue.
Her health. And,
damn, yeah.
And that's what's so dope. I really like their story. I really like how he fucked
with
her.
What did he say, thing?
Nothing. He just said, he called his homie, called his best friend.
Okay.
And he said, his homie said, are you sure? Because mm-hmm. that's a lot to deal with. And he said he knew... Because he sat there and he, because
when she comes back, like, her memory be gone for a couple hours.
She had epilepsy, right?
Yeah.
Or she just had seizures sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she, when she woke up, she didn't know who he was. So he said he set up and made, like, videos. And, like, he showed all the pictures and videos. And he said he knew he fell in love with her that day when he wanted to gain her, you know,
trust and knowledge again.
Yeah. And he was like, because she was a whole different person. He was like, she was looking at him like, who the fuck is you?
Who are you?
And so he had to remind her. He said, and I could do that for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And that's when I knew that I wanted to be with you. So I was like, that's fucking dope, because
that's dope, it is.
It's like I'm learning. I'm learning now.
Chills. Okay.
I'm learning now that it is you know, just moving on in general, when you done been hurt, when you have been fucking humiliated.
When somebody shows you they don't give a fuck about you multiple times or your feelings.
Yes. Right? When you have been hurt and to actually have what it takes to get out back out there, not be bitter, like you've said before, not be a certain way, look at what comes to you.
Yeah.
You see what
solid
I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah.
And it's like, that's fucking dope to me.
Solid
that's fucking
ass
dope.
Shit. And it's gonna happen.
Yeah. That's fucking dope.
Solid shit.
Yeah, that's dope.
My b-ball to me. Go ahead. Solid as hell.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit. And I like that. I really, that story to me is everything.
She was, I get secondhand embarrassed for people.
Yeah.
I was happy for her.
Yeah.
I'm definitely happy for her. I am happy for Super.
Yeah.
I love, you know, that was beautiful to me.
Yeah.
You know, just dramatics, you know, but.
Bitch.
A little dramatic.
Oh, my God.
I get embarrassed, y'all. And it just
shut the fuck up.
But I know
up.
She's so happy, though.
Yeah.
I know she is. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was dope. That was really
dope.
For her, so this, because they got, he proposed to her on their anniversary of being together for a year. She had bought him some land. And he had, he bought out, I don't know what street cars are, but I guess that's a New Orleans thing. He did more so of the, so he planned the whole, of course, engagement, but then also bought out like a street car. That was one of her favorite memories as a kid or something.
Okay.
And had they pictures all throughout it. It was a really cute, how they did everything. It was really cute.
And she bought him some land.
Okay. Yeah. Dang.
No, that's great. The fact that she has the... First of all, she's a great woman. The fact that she's a very smart woman. She's a great businesswoman. I'm not taking away from that. You know, I can respect her. You know, just a year. How long are we and what's the name been ago?
I know, that's tough.
How long have
you
been ago?
You do have to wait. I don't know.
But see, the difference is that he got more money than Ari. You know, I'm just, you know.
What thing? Yes. I don't know.
See, when I got excited about first of all, I'm excited about black people buying land, period.
Right, right.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
That I'm proud of.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely. And as much as I love Ariana motherfucking Fletcher. Come on.
What?
And I'm not talking. Look,
yeah,
but see, and like once again, the difference is he got more money than she do. I mean, I don't know her, but I'm just saying,
right?
He's it,
right,
too.
Yeah,
he got it.
Yeah,
and he's done everything to show how much he spent
so
much money on her.
Yeah,
so much.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But black people buying land is a great thing.
Right.
Period.
Right.
No matter who they saying it's for, she might just, they bought it for each other, but I'm giving it to you on your birthday. I'm going to just put it out on the birthday.
Right. I see what you're saying. No, I see what you're saying, thing.
That's amazing. Somebody buy me some land. I'm not going to leave you or nothing if you buy me some land.
bitch.
That's what I want.
You stupid thing.
I don't care if it's 20, 30 acres.
28, 10, 8, that's nice.
It's a lot. Yeah.
No, that's true. I can build my look. I got plans for a community garden.
Yes.
I want a garden. That is not out of my plans.
Right. Right.
That is my goal.
Yeah.
To purchase, my end goal of everything that I'm doing is to purchase some land.
Yes.
And grow. Not no weed. Motherfuckers be growing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either. But food.
Right.
Vegetables. Fruit.
Yeah.
You know, that's my goal, is to have a garden one day.
Right.
Not flowers. Growing right. food and shit.
Growing that, yeah. No, absolutely. That's real. That's real. That's real, baby.
So what else,
Dang? I don't know. What else?
What else we talking about?
What you want to get off into?
Sukiyana Tooth.
Yeah, so what happened with that?
That bitch crazy.
What happened? I didn't know. I just seen her and not having it, but what happened?
I don't know. I don't even know. Like, her tooth fell out.
In the midst of her eating? And then they stole it? Like, they took it out the...
Somebody took it? I'm so confused. Who stole it? Then they showed a video of her dancing on stage with a wig off, throwing around like a helicopter. This bitch
that
is a
bitch
mess,
is crazy.
Bro. She said it was hot. It was 93 degrees in that bitch. And I took that bitch off. She literally had it in there like that.
And
at the performance on stage.
And she went to go eat and her tooth came out.
And her tooth came out. Okay. So that means, what did she have then?
Because
she didn't have the ones where they replace your whole grill.
Right, and I think the tooth underneath, yeah, because I still feel like I seen a tooth underneath.
Oh, it's definitely not, saw a tooth. Yeah. It wasn't empty, yeah. Like, what's the name?
Right, so she got a tooth, but it's like, I don't know, I guess it's not.
It wasn't empty, like.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. I don't know if, that's so weird. How did it come off? She was eating the fuck out that shit.
She was eating, or it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
It wasn't in there right.
Yeah.
Suki. But you can't but help why would, love it's some, crazy
But why would somebody want that tooth? Oh, because this was a gold tooth that fell out.
No, it was right at the front. She had no gold tooth. It was white.
Oh.
Right. That would have made a little bit more sense.
But why would somebody... Because Suki keeps saying it like somebody stole her tooth.
Right, like it was gold, right? No.
So why would they want the tooth?
Because it's Suki tooth.
I don't want nobody tooth. I don't
no
give a fuck
who
you
the
are.
Fuck it is.
I don't give a fuck who you are, your status, your whatever. I don't want your motherfucking teeth, bitch.
I don't want it.
I don't want your teeth. Not to mention, it's not going to fit. Like, why? What do you want the tooth for?
I don't understand.
Is they going to sell it on the street?
I don't know.
Yeah, that shit's sick. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Johnny Depp.
Okay.
I don't know if I really... You know more about the situation than I do.
I just know he's suing his ex-wife for defamation of character.
Defamation of character.
So, and her, you know, she said that he abused her.
Okay.
And that... really, that's what it is. He abused her, all of that. But with that, when she came out and said all of that, he lost everything as far as deals. Lost all of his stuff.
And so, he got her to partner Aquaman, too.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
what's her name, Andrea what?
You
looked it up before. No, you
bitch,
said
I
it.
Did.
That's what...
I did, and I looked it up earlier.
Y'all know who we talking about, though. Johnny Depp, the actor.
Yes.
And his wife. Damn, that bitch got $7 million.
Yeah, her name is Amber Heard.
Amber, sorry.
Yeah.
Amber Heard. That bitch got $7 million, too. I do know that. In the divorce.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to donate $3.5 million of it to a charity. And she didn't. They said, why didn't you? She said, I haven't got around to doing it. You know.
Yeah, she,
I don't know what happened. So that's what he's filing, that's what he's suing her for, defamation
because,
of character.
Yeah.
Saying that he domestic, you know, like he abused her.
Right.
So, because that's what it's about, domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I didn't do that.
Right. And the videos that they keep playing,
oh,
she sounds like the aggressor.
She do.
So like it's like,
It's like you can't. Shit. I don't know.
Now we do know they was. I don't know if she was using drugs along with him. I don't know, but they're drug addicts. He definitely is a cocaine user, and I know those people are very angry.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. You know, I don't know if he was using. She was using drugs with him.
Drugs with him. I don't know.
Right.
So I can't really. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she's a little bit.
Yeah, she sounded a little.
They keep catching up in the lies.
It's like, girl, over what and the over fuck? Again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I don't know. It was, from what I have seen, I'm like, and I think the trial's still ongoing too, though.
It is.
So I guess we'll see what happens, but. He trying to regain all his deals and all of that because he lost everything, Disney, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have had him. He was on cocaine a lot, but, you know.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He can't focus, so.
You can't, right. Right. No, that's real. That's real. So,
yeah. So now, we're going to get into what I want to end it on because I think that was pretty much it. Superhead, Super Saiyan. Johnny Depp, the man punching a woman, Buffalo, the shooting, and Big Dirk.
Right.
Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how solid Big Dirk is.
Right.
Can we talk about that thing? Matter of fact, you know what? Let me play a little bit of the video first.
Okay.
Let me look it up, y'all. But basically... I don't even know if he was arrested. I'm going to let him tell y'all the story because I don't want to say it wrong. But pretty much he's a solid man.
Yeah. Yeah, when I listen to that video, I'm like, wow, that's crazy as hell.
Here you go. It's 3 minutes, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
So when you first caught your case, your federal case, how did that actually transpire?
Well, actually, I was on my way to 26 in California to go to a court proceeding. So as soon as I was walking up the stairs to go through the doors, the feds was coming out the door and they grabbed me right then and there, took me to another side door, right out the back behind the building, into a car and shot me down there on Van Buren to the federal court building. They put me in this interrogation room. And it was a couple of agents in there. It was the U.S. attorney in there. And they said, listen, because I have a driver who brought me there and dropped me off at the front of the place. And he wouldn't park the car. They said, listen, don't nobody know that we got you right now. No one. They said, we'll put you right back on 26 and your driver don't even know you gone already. We'll put you back on 26 if you give us Larry Hoover. I said, what? They said, you give us Larry Hoover, we'll put you back on 26 and you'll work for us. I went in my pocket, pulled out the card to my lawyer, slid it on the table and said, call my lawyer. And from then on, 26 years later, here I am, free man, without telling, without compromising, without being someone I'm not, rats, stool pigeons, you know, people who tell things to get out, you know, this is the type of life, we don't live this type of life. You know, I'm a Muslim first and foremost, no doubt about it, but even in Islam, we don't believe in telling, we don't believe in rats, we don't believe in stool pigeons. So for someone to try to tell you to tell on somebody else to save your own neck and all this, you get in this thing, you hold your own weight. You know, that's how people got to look at it. I'm in this and I hold my own weight. You don't bring nobody else into this. You don't tell on nobody else to save your own skin. Get out of it. That's not your lifestyle. That's not what you're about. Get up out of it, you know? But when the thing hits, when it hit, the impact come in, you continue to stand strong. And you continue to go down for what you believe in. And don't bring nobody else down with you. You know, I like the little, I think it's Jeezy. I like the little saying he's saying in his little rap song, if you ever get caught up, don't mention my name. You know, that's just one of the slogans I like, you know, and that's one thing people should take as an anthem. You get jammed up, don't mention my name. Don't mention nobody's name. Just do you, you know.
That's real.
Do you.
Yep.
Don't mention my name. Look, let me explain something to you. Look. Look.
That's real.
That is wrong. I don't care what nobody says.
Mm-hmm.
When you are actively involved in a lifestyle that you know can get you put away.
Right.
You are responsible for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all.
Yep. Yep.
That is all.
Yep.
Yep. That is all.
Yep.
Be accountable.
Yep.
For your part.
For your part and what you did. That's
and
real.
What you did because you chose that.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody forced you into that.
Yep.
It ain't like you. He was driving down the street with somebody and they didn't tell him they had 18 bricks in the trunk.
Right, 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 right.
Or a body in the trunk.
Right.
And you like, nigga, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because, nigga, it's not even snitching. At that point, it's, nigga, you better tell these motherfuckers that I ain't had shit to do with this. Or bitch,
right, right.
Don't play with me.
Right. No, that's real.
You know what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yep. I really want to know this man's birthday. And I know birthday don't got nothing to do with somebody not snitching or snitching.
Right, right, right.
I know that, but I just want to know.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Because he's solid.
Solid as fuck. And definitely. I tried in so many different ways to find his birthday. I can't find it.
Yeah.
But whatever. And I even looked on the federal inmate search. I looked on the IDOC, which I know he wasn't on there, but I tried nothing. Yeah. I just want to know what his Zodiac sign is. That's all. Yeah. Somebody please help me find it out.
Man, because that's real.
And like I said, I know it has nothing to do with snitching. A solid person is a solid person no matter what.
Right. Right.
And especially when you know what game you in. You in this game.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck do anybody else got to do with it?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
You did it.
Yep. That's real.
That's on you.
That's real. Yep. That's real.
And that's real shit. Speaking of Big Dirk, let's talk about his son, because he did, you know, I love him, India.
Just
love them. But let's talk about him. Started a nonprofit organization distributing 29,000 bottles of hand sanitizer to inmates and staff in the Illinois Department of Correction.
Yeah.
Amid lack of access to clean water.
Okay. That's dope.
I didn't realize that.
I seen that. Yeah.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
It was one video. Him and Vaughn, they was, you know, it had something to do with the jails, though. But,
yeah.
Look, it doesn't matter. Because I know it's more black people than just people in jail. But I respect these young hood niggas.
Right.
You know, per se. Giving back where, because you could just easily do you and get the fuck on,
and go.
Bro.
Yep. But to continue to take care of where you came from.
Man, it was some dude that's real said, shit. King Von, rest in peace, Von, that he would call up. He was like, man, that he was grandson. Yeah. He was the head of the BDs.
Yeah.
And Vlad, first of all, I don't like Vlad. He worked for the feds. But he said, why you say he the lead, the king of the BDs or the head of the BDs? He like, man, when that man, Von, called, anybody that's on the deck, whoever on the deck, that's BD. You know, that's Black Disciple.
Yeah.
Whatever. But some bullshit. That's what I mean about. But he still gave back. Whoever on the deck, let me know who BD. Send me that Cash App. I'm sending y'all money right now.
Yeah. Yep.
I got to take care of y'all because he's been in that position to where you in jail and you ain't got nobody to do shit for you.
Yes.
That's a fucked up situation.
Man.
Now, it might be karma.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep.
But he not looking at it. He wasn't looking at it from that way.
Right, right.
Whoever on the deck, BD, send me that Cash App. I'm sending the money right now.
Yep. That's dope.
So I respect that.
That's dope.
I totally respect that. They was all from the South Side, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's dope.
Both of them, Dirk and King Von.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Von. But yeah, so I want to talk about that. What else thing? I think that's pretty much it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the tea?
We done?
Yeah, baby.
You a bitch.
What?
She's a bitch.
Girl, fuck you.
She's a bitch, y'all.
Yeah, you can kiss my ass.
Dang.
Girl.
We getting ready for Houston, y'all.
Definitely.
And
most definitely.
Houston's going to be a vibe.
Yeah, it is.
A total vibe. I'm so excited.
Yes.
But what I need, what I'm going to let you guys know, I'm going to have a phone for you guys to be able to call and ask questions and talk.
Yes.
And we're going to do that. And I want y'all to please send us messages on our Instagram or wherever you follow us. Mm-hmm. Follow us, What in the Universe 19, of topics that you would like to hear about.
Yes.
Because we got a schedule full of shit.
Yes.
But I just still want to know what our viewers want to hear.
Want to hear. Yeah, that's real. Okay.
So go ahead and do that. Send us whatever. We're taking it all in.
Yes.
And thank y'all.
Yes.
Share, subscribe, all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to put you in the official family. BD.
Pussy Pop.
No, BD.
My official family is PP. Pussy Pop.
Okay, well, pussy.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
We're going to see y'all next week.